to put her head into his throat and draw out the bone. When the crane had extracted the bone and demanded the promised payment, the wolf, grinning and grinding his teeth, exclaimed,
"Why, you have surely already a sufficient recompense in having been permitted to draw out your head in safety from the mouth and jaws of a wolf."
In serving the wicked, expect no reward, and be thankful if you escape injury for your pains. The Charcoal Burner and the Fuller. A charcoal burner carried on his trade in his own house. One day he met a friend, a fuller, and entreated him to come and live with him, saying that they should be far better neighbors, and that their housekeeping expenses would be lessened. The fuller replied,
"The arrangement is impossible as far as I am concerned, for whatever I should whiten, you would immediately blacken again with your charcoal."
Like will draw like. The Boy Hunting Locusts. A boy was hunting for locusts. He had caught a goodly number when he saw a scorpion, and, mistaking him for a locust, reached out his hand to take him. The scorpion, showing his sting, said,
"If you had but touched me, my friend,